Good afternoon, everyone. This is Matt Scalise with the United States Postal Service, and I wanted to welcome a few very special guests today to be able to review our National Postal Forum recap from our great event that we had out in Arizona. We have Linda Myers that will be presenting today from Allied Printing, and we also have Rose Flanagan with Data Mail. Just to say, both of these women are a very big part of our Connecticut Postal Customer Council. They partake in every meeting that we have monthly. They have given guidance and direction to this council, and it is my absolute pleasure and exciting to have them present on this topic today because not everyone can make it out to Arizona, and this is something that's they have went to and brought back, and now they're going to share with us today. So you can take it away, both Linda and Rose.
Thanks, Matt. Really appreciate it. At our last meeting, actually just before the MPF, Linda and I thought, we could just do some kind of a nice quick wrap up of what happened at the MPF, what some of the people had talked about, because we know not everybody can go. And it's funny, Linda and I were just chit-chatting on the phone. Just a few minutes ago, we both said the exact same thing. There were so many things that we did not, each one of us individually didn't get to do because it was just such a busy forum.
Yes.
And there were so many people, so many exhibitors.
Yeah.
Right, Linda?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's a whirlwind. That's the only way I can describe it. Just one thing to the next thing to the next thing.
And I felt we both felt the same way. It just felt busier than any of the more recent forums, even though they've all gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't know. This one was just, I don't know, just
It
crazy.
was
There's so many people.
a big convention center too.
Yeah,
So I feel
we
like
all
we filled it up.
got our steps in, but the
Yeah.
rooms were nice this time. The size of the rooms were far better. So yeah.
Yes. It's
So it
awesome.
was held at the Phoenix Convention Center, and it was. And I have to say that it's a nice location, other than the fact that it's hot as heck normally. Okay, so if we get beyond that part. There's so many hotels within an easy 2 to 3 block maximum walk, to get to reach the convention center. So, you don't have to worry about buses. You also You're able to, you're not, last year was at Nashville and you're all inside the dome the whole time. Well, at the end of the day, you get to walk outside and walk to your hotel, which is just a nice thing. And there were lots and lots of restaurants in the area, and all of them were open and hopping, because on top of this, it was, Cinco de Mayo. So it was the city itself was a busy city. So it really is a nice location.
Yeah.
And
And
I, ahead, Linda.
oh, no, I was going to say, I think we were blessed with some very good weather too. It was hot, but it wasn't Phoenix hot, I guess.
It definitely wasn't Phoenix hot the way it was when we were there. What was it, 3 years ago now? That was Phoenix hot. That was dangerous. This one, the one day, I think it was Monday, I was telling Linda, and I was walking. I only had a block to walk from the hotel to the convention center. And it actually, there were raindrops on my head. I said to someone who was on the sidewalk, I said, if a drop of rain hits your head when you're in Phoenix in May, is that good luck?
Has to
Because.
be. Yeah. To be.
But it really is a good location, no doubt. But the exhibit, there was over 5,000 attendees. It was fantastic. More than 120 workshops, and I'm sure you've all seen the emails about the number of exhibitors, how the floor was full. And this year's theme, Forging Bold Horizons. It really, the theme says it underscored a forward-looking approach to the industry's challenges and opportunities, and it really was very much a forward-looking approach. And we kicked it off with Mr. Steiner, David Steiner, the
I have the
PMJ.
camera off and the audio off. Is it the one that you've read before? I mean, listened to before?
He
I didn't listen to it. It was the one I didn't. Got it.
Matt, are
If
you
you can
able
make
to
sure that
mute?
we're muting. Yes.
I don't know if, yeah, okay. Mr. Steiner talked, it was his first National Postal Forum appearance. And you want to talk about a guy that's full of energy, right,
Oh,
Linda?
yes. Much different, yes.
It was a, the whole, the feel of the opening session was completely different. And he
Yes.
talked about strategic partnerships, flagship product reliability. He's very much focused on that first mile asset that he has. That's who the post office is. They are the last mile to every single household in the country. And he's very focused on that. And he talks about it, The other thing, and Linda, I like your comments. He must have said the word your post office,
Yes.
your delivery, I don't know how many times.
He's very focused on customer service, which is it's just it's a different focus. He wants to get back to what they do best. And just a really good positive attitude, positive persona. And it seems very down to earth to me. Like I do believe he does want to bring the post office back to, its glory days when very reliable.
Yep. Talked about more transparent. He's said that service is, when he talks about service, he really, you really felt that he really means it. He wants to improve the reliability of service, across the board, so that, obviously not talking about service standards, which is not a converse, not no need to be talking about, but hitting their service standards consistently across the board. He said, basically he was saying, no, not basically, he was saying, if you expect this service, we should be giving you this service because it's your post office.
And he has a good team behind him too. They were all really positive and upbeat and all had a vision, I felt.
I completely agree. I completely agree. It was really a breath of fresh air for the conversation that he had with everyone that was in the audience. And he did talked about the legacy, the 250-year legacy, supporting, America's commerce and communities, and he wants to make sure that it continues. This support continues. So he brought up on the general session Doug Tolino, Steve Monteith, Greg White, who was recently promoted to Vice President of Network Solutions, Juan Nadal, and Margaret Pepe. And they all spoke about what where the post office is going, where the postal service is going, in this direction of that last mile concentration of delivery, service. How are they going to manage it? How are they going to be able to see it? How are they tracking it? And all the different solutions that they're putting in place, how they're using AI, and AI-enabled tools across the entire, spectrum within the postal service,
Yeah.
to see everything.
Yeah, I learned that even like for the promotions, when you submit a promotion through the Business Customer Gateway, a lot of times things like informed delivery or sustainability, they are using AI to review those and approve them. They're not all being physically looked at by a person. They are employing AI in some cases.
That's correct. So every spot that they can figure out where they can use AI to make their jobs easier, to find those trouble spots and be able to investigate that trouble spot, get to the root cause of whatever might be happening, they're using AI everywhere across the organization. And it's definitely, they're excited. You felt Doug's excitement and Steve's excitement and Greg's excitement, especially Greg. Greg's all, it's funny, Greg's all about it because he's in the transportation, the network. And I know there's a very big test going on right now of getting data from industry trucks coming into the Postal Service. So that they can see that the industry truck, the truck that happens to have the appointment at 1 o'clock, they know that he's 45 minutes out, and it's 12:30. So they'll know that this driver is coming in on time, or the truck that's doing at 1 o'clock, they know that they're getting the data that says the ping data that says he's 2 hours out, he's going to be late. So it's a whole. With all this data that they're getting and they're starting to figure out how to use it, their postal service as well as the industry is just going to become more and more efficient. Getting the mail in, getting it off, getting it moved, getting it through processing.
Yes. Yep.
And then Chris Lean.
Great.
I don't know if everybody knows Chris Lean. Chris Lean is from BCC Software. He's the most energetic. I don't know where he gets all his energy from. I'm telling you.
He's the best face that they could put out there, for all of this.
It's very true. He's so excited. He is currently the chairman of the board of the National Postal Forum. And Chris works for BCC. And he's been in the industry for decades, has a lot of a significant amount of not industry knowledge, and he's a good thinker. I think that's the best way to describe him. He's a very good thinker, and he's very down to earth. So yeah, his new word was phygital, the intersection of the physical and the digital marketing pieces. And he talked about how we're, the change in the area of instead of treating direct mail and digital ads as the separate groups, bringing them together and working more within the Postal Service and the industry to bring them all together, because that's what they are. We use them both. I mean, I love my mail, but I also open up my, form delivery every single morning and see what's coming in. And every once in a while I do click through, and more and more people are using that, those steps. And it's also just simply mail owners are using the mail to drive to the digital, which is what everybody should be doing. And that's their the Postal Service is embracing that.
Channel marketing is the future.
It absolutely is. And a lot of the sessions at this Postal Forum was about the various ways to use the two-channel marketing. One thing I wanted to highlight is Margaret Pepe introduced a new, it's called the USPS Innovation Lab. And I don't know, Linda, if you got to one of them. I actually was able to get to one of them on Sunday.
I did get to one. Yep. It was really cool.
It was really cool. So Margaret Pepe, who is products, she's the director, I think, of products. But she, they are on a path of reimagining mail, or mail reimagine. I think it's called mail reimagine. And they developed this innovation lab. And don't be surprised, it's going to be on, like, there were several sessions at the forum, but I believe the idea is to put this lab on the road. So it's going to pop up in other cities. And what they did was, I think they have everyone, you walk in and there were 8 to 10 round tables in the room. And you were randomly sat at a round table. and you were giving one specific topic to break down and try to figure out what the barrier is, or come up with what the barrier is on that specific topic. Not run by the Postal Service. They have an outside company in there that is actually managing this whole process. And I've interacted with them before. Linda, I found the people that were helping working at the tables, I found them outstanding.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Yeah. Yeah, and Adobe Express is kind of working in conjunction, right? Is that right?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it
So
was great.
like my topic was technology. The table that I sat at, we had a big, I don't know, poster size sheet, like a 4x8 sheet of paper, I felt like, where you walk through the challenges of, and it just said technology. So figure if you were in, if you had five different people, five different times somebody worked on the technology topic, you have five, you are absolutely going to end up with five different core challenges to technology, which is what they want. But it's kind of like, it's really hard to describe, but I love their method, because what they're going to come down with is just looking at mail. What are the challenges of mail? What are the good things about mail? What should be changed in mail? How can we change mail? How can we make it more efficient? How can we make it more digital, linking with the digital? And it's all about the marketing mail. It's not packages. And that was the other thing. And I mentioned this. That was the other thing that you heard from Mr. Steiner. There was no real package conversation, no real package bottom line. It was mail. He's
Very
focused
different.
on mail.
Yeah. Because previously that was, I felt like that was the focus where they were wanting to go to compete in that world. But yeah, no, we're back to mail, which I love.
It's all about how to grow mail volume. And that really truly is Margaret's focus on growing mail. I'll throw a pass out to, anybody on this call that wants to be part of User Group 8, which is the promotions user group where a lot of this stuff is also being talked about. User groups are open to the entire industry. Just remember that. You don't have to be part of MTAC. You don't have to be, any user groups are open to the entire industry. So anybody who wants to join any of the user groups, reach out to Matt. We'll get you the information on how to submit your name to be signed up for one of the user groups. And I can only tell you that from the personal standpoint, from when I started in user groups, I don't know, I guess they're like 15 years old. I would go to user groups because, like, there's a user group on Postal One. So I would be on that user group every other week just to find out what was happening in Postal One. So you don't have to talk when you're on there, but you can also find out what's happening. And you will want to throw in some comments once in a while. But you'll hear more about this. I'm sure they'll be talking about it from the standpoint of the promotions in the user group. So I suggest to everyone, if you got the time, and you don't have it, they're all on the phone, so you
Yeah,
don't have to go anywhere.
they're good. Some of them are really good, and that one user group, the with the promotions, and I really like that one. That one always
Yeah.
interests me, and Informed Delivery too. That one's a good one, but.
Yeah. That is a good one. Yeah. So the user groups, you can also find out, like in the case of Informed Delivery, they're telling you where they're going with the product, and they're asking for people's opinion on where they're going with the product. So these really are good groups to join. And the Postal Service will be asking your opinion on something, and they really do want feedback. But keep your eye out for this, for Margo Pepe, and this, what I'm sure will be a traveling roadshow about mail reimagined. Then we get to the exhibit hall. It was big. It
It was
was
huge, yeah.
literally completely sold out, and completely sold out like months before, which was just amazing. And they actually, talking to Chris Lean, and Karen McCormick, who is the current, what is she called? I don't know, the director of the National Postal Forum. They actually took little extra room as much as they could on either side and expanded it because they had so many people wanting to exhibit this year. But they made it as big as they could. But most exhibitors in decades, and generally, the comments that data mail, we actually had a booth there. It was our first year of ever exhibiting. We had a booth there, but the comments that I heard from the various exhibitors that were on the floor was, generally speaking, it was a nice steady traffic, and it was noted by all the exhibitors. Everybody felt that the traffic through the hall was really pretty good. It wasn't, even when the sessions were going on, it wasn't totally dead. It was still moving through, so it was definitely a very good session. And I tried to walk the whole exhibit hall myself. I wasn't able to get around the whole hall because there was so much else going on. But speaking with, I told Linda I was speaking with someone. I belong to the Philadelphia PCC as well because it's in my area. I'm speaking with someone that I've known for a long time who is on the board of the Philadelphia PCC, Lisa Marks. She actually went to the Postal Forum. But she didn't go to the session. She went to the Postal Forum just because of the number of exhibitors that were there. So she could walk the floor and talk to all the companies that were there that are involved in every aspect of the mail from the beginning to end. And she, as well as the networking opportunity, because you're still going to see all the people that are attending. But she got so much out of just going there, just to be on the exhibit hall floor. So it's definitely coming back. I mean, yeah, there were, I think, if you go back 5 or 6 years, the exhibit halls were really tiny, not a whole lot of, actually, you know what it was before? You had, it looked full, but the people had larger booths, and they would all bring machines. The sorting machines were in there and whatnot. They're not bringing the machines in anymore, which allows for even more exhibitors to be on the floor. Like, there's not massive booths, and that's a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I did notice there were some huge, huge booths before. Yes, yeah, you'd see like full machines running, but yeah, just a lot more diverse cheer.
Yeah, that's really the way that I felt.
It's fun.
It was fun. It was fun. And everything that you have to do to get the mail out, there were companies there that could help you get through it, do it. So this is just a couple of the different companies that were exhibiting. They also have all the some of your larger associations have tables there, which is nice. Plus, you have the Postal Service has an entire section where they bring in the people from the PCSC and the people from the user groups and the people from operations and the BMEUs. So if you have a problem, you literally, you go over and you sit down with them and you say, I have a problem with XYZ, or this piece isn't getting delivered, or if you're having a lot of returns, you bring the returns there with you. Literally, people bring the returns with them and sit down at the table with the Postal Service and say, all right, you got to tell me what's wrong with this mail, because I don't see any problem with this mail, but for whatever reason, these pieces are being returned as undeliverable, yet we know the addresses are good. So every postal expert is there. So they, in the back of the hall, they have like 15 different tables of all the different parts within the postal service. And you sit down and you have that one-on-one with people that you never get to see unless you live in New York. You're not going to the PCSC, and you have the headquarters of the bulk mail acceptance, challenges there. You're able to sit down, talk about them, and resolve issues, and truly do resolve issues. So that's
Talked
another.
about things that we couldn't get to. Every year I'm like, oh, I really got to get on my list of topics that I want to talk about and sit down with them. And I never get to it. But one of these days I am going to get to it and talk to somebody over there.
Because they're all there, am I right? And you see
Yeah.
people there back there all the time. They're back there with, they brought in whatever samples, whatever pieces that they had, or they're talking about specifics. And every aspect of dealing with the Postal Service, there are people from those teams there that you can sit down one-on-one and have conversations with the managers of those, the upper level managers of those areas. And then you have the educations. The rooms this year were bigger than they were before, which is really nice because they were tight. They've been tight the past couple of years, but that they've been tight because so many more people are coming that they had to make the rooms larger than they've been in the past. The sessions, there's every kind of session you can think of at the Postal Forum. You can really fill, you don't have a problem being able to fill your day with the sessions. But you not only have learning sessions like just straight up on addressing and the data feeds and informed delivery and any type of creating a mail piece. You have those kind of sessions, but you also have the sessions on you can earning certificates. If you go to so many sessions, there were four different certificates that you're able to earn and bring home to your employer and say, I did go to these sessions on mail piece design, and learned how to do mail piece design. But so I am you're learning while you're in those 3 or 4 days of, a lot of work that's going on. So you can bring that back to your employer. Also, here on the far left-hand side, you see a picture. I think that's Sean Joyce. They have multiple what I call me sessions. And I always make sure I go every MPF, I go to a me session. And it's a session on something like how to be a better manager, how to be a better person. How to be a better coworker, how to make your job easier. It's not about a function. It's about how you can look at yourself differently and learn something about yourself that you can take forward into your job, into your function, and make it better. I don't know, Linda, have you ever gone to any of those what I call me sessions?
I've never gone to one. I don't know why. I focus on the male stuff and
Right.
the education part. But no, that would be very interesting to go to. Yeah.
Yeah. When I it's funny when people ask me for sessions to go to, my recommendations, I'll recommend all the good sessions and whatnot. But I'll tell them 100% of the time, you got to hit a me session, because I started doing that about 8 years ago, maybe 10. And I have learned so much about myself, and I feel that I'm a better manager because I go to those sessions and have learned things to do differently, things to look out for when I'm doing something, little things, checkpoints for myself to check on myself. So the me sessions are definitely really good ones to hit. It definitely helps you out. The new thing that the NPF has done, and this has been since just since Chris Lane has joined the board. So it's only, I think this is only the second year that they're doing this, is they're the educational workshops. They're starting to make those available to the industry after the fact. And here, it's the link for the delivered, it's delivered NPF. You will see emails that are coming out, industry alerts coming out. And it takes you to the Postal Service's, the National Postal Forum's website. And they're putting some of these training sessions on for you to, while you're at your desk, you know. They just did a big series. There's four, this was the PCC AC, I think it was, that put on four or five different training sessions just on management. You know, four or five different me sessions just on how to be a better manager, how to handle these situations in your that come up. I'm going to highly recommend, and these are at your desk. You know, these are, you take advantage of them from your own desk. And they've got great speakers that are doing these sessions for you to start to take advantage of. And it gives you a little bit of a glimpse of what's happening, what they're doing at the National Postal Forum. And there's two sessions coming up. Here we go. There's three sessions coming up. Major US pricing shifts for July 2026. So, you know, understanding what's going on with the price change, direct mail and the new rules. I'm going to talk about the design on data and digital integration, you know, on June 30th. And these are people from the industry. You know, the first one is Deb DeMoor, who's head of postal affairs at Grayhare, and Fiona Machado, who is the acting vice president, and I would expect her to become the vice president. The direct mail new rules, that's Keith Goodman, and he's from Modern Postcard. And then I don't know how many people are involved in international mail, but Kate Muth is the director of the International Mail Advisories Association. And you know, there's not a whole lot of information out there about international mail, but you know, Kate Muth definitely is an expert on that information. So these are ones you sit at your desk and you know, you're able to listen to them, and you sign. I would recommend signing up for it, and there's the website right there. And then once it's done, you would have a link to go back to, you know, download it or send it out to your other team members to for them to listen to as well.
I went to a session. Kate Muth had a session because I'm not, I know very little about international mail, and I would like to understand it more. It was really very informative. It was a good session. So I'm sure that'll be a good one.
Yeah, I think I do. I think so too. But it's nice also because it was always, if you weren't an NPF, you had no idea what happened at NPF. And Chris Lean and the NPF board is changing that. You know, it's yes, you'll get much more at NPF because there's so many more sessions going on, but they're also trying to make those sessions available so that everyone in the industry learns during the course of the year. And I think that's a big switch and that's a big change. So you're getting that from not only the NPF board, but also from the PCC board. They're doing those types of things. And I can't stress enough how important it should be for you to take advantage of it for you and your staff. There's a lot you're going to learn. And then I mentioned the certificates that are available to earn the empowered leadership. You know, I consider that like a me one. Go to those me sessions and you really do learn a little bit more about leadership. Mail center managers, you know, people that are managing those mail centers, there's a lot to it. And I actually have sat in on one of those sessions in the past. Oh my gosh, there's a lot. I'm not a mail center manager, but this, you know, mail center managers have a lot on their plate. It's an interesting.
Thankless job.
It is. And I'll do that too when I'm at MPF. I'll go and sit in something that I have nothing to do with, just because I want to learn something. And oof, that's a job. Direct mail marketing, of course, and mail design professional. So these are certificates that, and you will have to go to a specific number of sessions on these, but these are certificates that you're able to bring back to your employer to show that no, you're really not just partying for 4 days. In fact, if you get to really relax and party, more power to you, because I don't think. Oh, I don't have the time to do it. Linda, do you have the time to do it? I don't think so.
No, and you're so tired at the end of the day, too.
Yeah, that is so true. So these are some pictures from NPF of some of the networking events that were happening. This is you know, they have the, I think this was the opening session. You've got, this looks like it was the Wilds session thing on, I guess this was Tuesday night. It happened to be Mr. Steiner's birthday Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. And he came down into the wild. So you see him here over in the corner. They had a birthday cake and everybody sang him happy birthday. And you also see someone walking around with a large cup of coffee during the day, because that's what you're doing. You definitely live it on coffee, that's for sure. And then obviously they are the PCC is the PCC is there, so the Phoenix area PCC was there, and the PCC did have a booth in the convention center, which was actually right next to the MTech booth. So we were all talking back and forth the whole time. But to help people that, you know, are there at the exhibit hall, they don't know how to get involved with the Postal Service. So between the PCC and the AC, you know, a lot of what we were trying to do is teach people how to get involved, show them how to get involved, show them how to find some information on the on Postal Explorer, and the various forms that you can get some various information. Because, you know, your PCC, I don't know. I've been a part of the PCC since I started, and I know I wouldn't know half of what I know in the industry if it wasn't for all the friends that helped me along the way. I mean, I just
They
wouldn't.
have a pretty significant presence at MPF. They have their own sessions. We can learn more about PCC and how to, manage a PCC and, how to advertise, and just they had everything. So their stamp is definitely there at MPF.
100%. And then, Linda, you were able to get to the leadership awards. I didn't get to this event.
It was pretty early on. It was like one of the first afternoons. In fact, I think it was the first thing I went to when I got in. So it was in a big hall and it was pretty filled with a lot of people. And the Postmaster General was there. He made some opening remarks and it was just really nice to see everybody, and kind of honor them.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into the PCCs, and you know, I think for there was a period of time where it kind of it clearly kind of died down, but the support from headquarters that exists now and it is really making a huge turn in the PCCs and what the PCCs can has what information the PCCs have at their hands, that at their fingertips, that they can then help customers in the area. I think that was what was missing. We had too long of a length of time where the support wasn't as strong. I think that might be a fair way to say it. the headquarters support wasn't as strong. It kind of dwindled down a little bit, but they've definitely brought it back up. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but that's just the way that that's the sense that I get from it.
COVID was rough, you know. A lot of PCCs had to rebuild after that because there wasn't any in-person stuff anymore. No. That's
Right.
what PCC is. You have these events and people go and you meet people, and it's just another networking opportunity. So, yeah, it's definitely rebuilding.
Networking and learning. I still remember, oh God, I was a kid, like literally I was a kid, and would walk into the PCC meeting and I didn't know anybody. But everybody, it's the I this industry, I say it all the time, it's a funny industry, man. It is the largest, smallest industry you could ever be part of. We all share with one another. We all want everybody to succeed.
It is. It's a small world. It is a very small, a large, small world. Yes.
Yeah. And the PCCs are the biggest part of that, because that's who is able to reach the people that are in the area. So the winners, the district manager was from Greater Portland. Industry member of the year, Kim Waltz, from Providence. I think a lot of us probably know her because she's kind of from up in our area. She has she's a force to be reckoned with. I don't know any other way to say it. She is just a great, she's been a great driver of the PCCs, no doubt about it, over the years. A great driver of what the PCCs can do, pushes the Postal Service. And I don't know if everybody knows this, Kim is retiring this year. She's retiring in December.
Be a big miss. She'll be missed a lot because yeah, she does so much, so much.
Yeah, we're definitely going to feel her loss. So if anybody knows Kim, I would send her to feel free to send her a note. She's not keeping it secret that she's retiring, so and I'm sure she wouldn't mind hearing from anybody. Central area, we had Randy Sloan from South Suburban, Southern, Deborah Evans from Houston, and the Westpac, Michelle Palomino from Santa Ana. And then we had the Postal Service employees themselves, who do so much work, just there's so much work. We have one from Long Island and Central Ohio and Central Florida and the Sierra. And
All over. Yeah.
all over. Yeah, all over. And they're again, everybody's working with everybody else now, and it's just it's really been fun. It really has been it ha really has been fun.
You can sit in on any of their Zoom events. I sit in a lot on Chicago's PCC sessions when they have speakers and stuff. You just register and they're usually free and they're always good. It's always a good session. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend sitting in on, if you get that Zoom, throw it on your calendar. Sometimes it comes up and you're not able to join it, but I would tell you to sign up for them, because their headquarters is they're putting the people out there that know the information. They're trying to get it out to everybody in the industry, and you can learn a lot. And then just the regular old industry speakers are very good. So highly recommend attending sessions from other PCCs that are even outside of Hartford or the Connecticut Valley. And I also would ask that if anybody has items that you would like to see from the Connecticut PCC, any ideas, bring them forward to us.
Absolutely.
And then finally, next year, it's in Orlando. So it's on the East Coast. It's going to be hot.
Yep.
Going to be really hot,
But
May 16th to the 19th.
it should be good. It'll be
It should be good.
more fun.
It's at the Marriott World Center in Orlando, Florida. Now that won't have enough hotel space for everyone. And this one is not walkable. Unfortunately, this one's not walkable. So there'll be hotels that are, there'll be other hotels where people that are attending will be staying. And years past, it's been a long time since they've had to do buses, but I'm assuming that's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to do busing again. But you know, it's on our side of the coast. Generally speaking, it's not that expensive to get down to Florida. It's being held away from spring breaks. One year it was on spring break and it was a zoo. So it's being held away from the spring break time period. And you know, like I mentioned before, I would, if you're able to go to the forum and go to the sessions, that's fantastic, you know, but I know there's an expense there. But if you're able to just go to the forum and do the exhibit hall for it, because it's only open 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, that's it. The exhibit hall is only open 2 days. And get to speak with all those different exhibitors that are there, really, they're there for your business. And you know, I purposefully go up to other different ones and have came home with a couple people that I'm going to call again to see if there's something that we can do differently that's going to ultimately save the company money. You know, and that's, you know, that's the other thing you're going down for, you know, is to find ways to bring back to your company ways that you can save some money.
I definitely met a few people, and actually, previous years when I went, I mean, some of these people we are working with now, people that we went and met. So, yeah. Great. There's so many people there. Whatever your interest is, somebody there.
Very, very true. Very true. And then the networking. I mean, again, even if you're not, you know, going to the sessions, there's 5,000 people there. There's just places to go and get coffee and sit in the corner and talk for 30 or 40 minutes. You go to take somebody out to lunch, go out to dinner. You know, it's all everybody. There's so many people there that the experience and the what you can gain from just being down there for 2 or 3 days, it truly is immense. Truly is immense.
Yeah. I also enjoyed, you know, so many people help me on a day-to-day basis from the post office. And a lot of times they're there and it's just so nice to meet them and thank them for their help. And, you know, they're always saying, you know, here's my number. Call me if you need this. That's great to have friends at the post office that you can just kind of rely on. So it's yeah, just not only industry people, but the postal people. It's really nice.
Agree, agree. And someday we got to get Matt there. Matt's never going to know.
Oh,
I would
I
love
know.
that. Yeah,
I
absolutely.
know.
But put it on your calendars. And if you're interested, after Orlando, it's San Antonio. And after San Antonio, I think it's Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
But
Great.
yeah, Orlando will be warm, but
There's air conditioning.
yeah, there is. But you know, appreciate everybody joining. We were just trying to give a little bit of a overview of how it went, and I think it was really, I will tell you, it seriously was the busiest I've been in a long time, and not even realizing how busy I was.
Yeah. It went by in a flash, really. I got there and then it was over. It was just so much going on. So loved it.
Does anybody have any questions?
Rose and Linda, I do.
Okay.
Rose, you mentioned about the educational workshops, which I found very intriguing, and the me sessions, as you said. Did you have any other favorite workshops that they had there? Because it sounds like they had a lot. Any ones that stand out?
You know what? They had a, go ahead, Linda.
No, you go ahead. That's fine.
No, go ahead.
Okay. You know, the thing is, I mean, I liked them all. They were all good, but it was, I could open the book and you can read ahead. You get a little brochure of everything that's going on and you kind of build your schedule and you literally just have to pick the things that interest you. There's just nothing that you know, if it doesn't sound interesting, you don't go, you go to a different one. Like I said, I really wanted to learn about international mail, and I thought that was just, it was so interesting because there are just things I didn't know about how it works and where it goes and how it's handled. So I did enjoy that session a lot. That was a good one. And then I did another on co-mail, co-mingle, and drop shipping, which I do a lot. But it's always nice to go in and hear, you know, other people ask questions that you've always thought about. I had a few favorite sessions.
Thank you.
I
No,
think
that's helpful.
the one nice thing that they focused on this year, Matt, is and I know this again from talking to Karen McCormick, is sessions with panels always scored higher with the attendees. You know, after a session you're supposed to, you know, you score the session and it goes, because obviously the NPF board want to know how the sessions go. And they did a serious focus this year on the sessions having two or more people presenting. You know, so panels, I think the one that you talked about, the co-mail and the drop shipping, I think that was a panel of three or four people. I know
Yeah.
I was actually on two different panels. And when you're on a panel, you're talking about so many different things and you're getting different aspects of the product of the mail or whatever the panel, whatever the conversation is. And if it gets different questions from the audience and you learn so much more. So I like the way that the Postal Service or the board is moving it for the future for this NPF and also future NPFs, making sure that it's a really it's a balanced presentation. And, you know, not one person speaking at you the whole time.
Yeah.
That's the key. You don't have that.
Yeah. And the interaction. I mean, you're free to ask questions and follow-up questions and maybe take a few minutes after the session to talk to somebody on the panel about something a little bit more. So yeah, they're really good. The panels were great. And a lot of times it would be, well, not a lot of times, but I know sometimes it would be kind of a couple industry people and maybe someone from the post office who works in that area. So it was different perspectives.
Yep. And lots of AI this time. No surprise there, though, Matt. Right,
So
right.
much, so much. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, both of you. Thank you for answering the question and for your time today. Extremely informative. I feel like I was there. It's
No,
I feel like I was there.
good. Good.
Well,
Hopefully we'll
we're
see
really
you.
do appreciate. Yeah, we do appreciate obviously everybody joining on. We hope you picked up something. We really do hope to see you in Orlando.
Me as well. Yeah, we'll have to figure that out.
Yeah, I'd like
Yeah.
to echo what Matt said. Thank you very much. Very informative. I've been to a number of postal forums and I plan on going again next year. So it'll be
Great.
welcome to get back. Yep.
All right. Well, everybody enjoy the rest of their, it's already Thursday of our short week. No. A little exciting.
Yeah. All
Right.
right.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks so
Now.
much. Have a
All
great
right.
day.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your weekend. Bye.